Hey Blockheads, this is Dungeon Master Chris. Battle Bards is back with another opportunity for you, the listeners of the Dungeon Masters Block.
Battle Bards has given you, the DMB listeners, a special opportunity to collect some free audio. Take a listen to a little portion of one of the tracks available.
This audio is from their not-yet-released Dark Elf City album. If you like what you have heard, head over to BattleBards.com and use these promo codes when checking out.
You can use Dark Elf 1, which is valid on offers of $10 to $25 packages. It will earn you one track from the Dark Elf City album.
You can use Dark Elf 2, which is valid on any $50 or $100 BattleBards credit package. This earns you two tracks from the Dark Elf City album.
And last but not least, maybe you heard it coming, but you can use Dark Elf 3 for offers valid of $150 to $300 packages, which earns you an entire four tracks off the Dark Elf City album.
And when you check out using these codes, you're not only helping out BattleBards, you're not only helping out the DMB, but you are also helping out yourself. So head on over to BattleBards.com now and consider helping yourself out.
Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for dungeon masters to work out their minds. I am one of your hosts, DM Main Prize.
And I'm one of your other hosts, DM Neil, aka Jokemaniac.
My handy dandy outline says there was no episode, and therefore also no guest, which makes me very sad. However, we have an awesome DMnastics for you.
True. There was no guest because it was the week of Thanksgiving, so there was no episode. But I did some extensive research, aka I just kind of found it. I don't know how. But the Tuesday before Thanksgiving is called Giving Tuesday. So the idea for DMnastics number 42, Give It Up, is to come up with magical items that we could, air quote, give to our players. Through trials and tribulations and wailing and gnashing of teeth, we give these things to our players.
Very interesting. It's actually fascinating to me because I don't use that many magic items in my campaign currently. We actually just had our 17th session and they got their first like true magic item that required attunement. So maybe I'm cruel.
Nice. Well, it could just be your setting and I accept it. And they have to accept it.
Thank you for accepting me, Neil. That means yes. A lot. So let's go ahead and start about some of the ideas that the amazing forum users came up with. The first one I want to highlight is by a name that is sure to destroy my ability to speak. So I'm going to say it slowly and hopefully not mispronounce it. But the user's code name, alias, username is RetsamNognud. Is how I'm going to say it.
Yep, sounds great.
Yeah, they came up with an item called the Greenwalk Boots. Like with most DMnastics, we provided some pictures to kind of inspire them. They chose a pair of boots that just looked like kind of mundane brown leather boots that you would just see any normal peasant walking around with. Probably buy them for a few silvers at your local, you know, footwear store. But these are magical. Their power or rarity is variable, and they're considered a unique item. The backstory for it is that it was made by a sect of extreme druids who believe that man's influence is too strong in the world. The Greenwalk boots have appeared many times throughout history. They were first given in secret, where they nearly destroyed the city of Lorheim. They were seized and kept secret for years until they reemerged on a hermit who sought to bring beauty to the world and shunned cities. They were given to a young adventurer named Vald, when the hermit rescued him from exposure, and were then taken by bandits who killed Vald in his sleep. Now they rest in a cobbler's shop, unsuspecting and plain among his secondhand shoes. So that's kind of the backstory of these shoes, but the special abilities is what I really like about them, and that is that plants appropriate for their region grow in your footsteps within 1 hour of your passing. In a field, you might spawn wildflowers. In a desert, cacti, forest, saplings, or ferns. So you get the idea, wherever you go, there are just plants spawning up behind you as you walk. It says, however, when you enter a man-made area, such as one with paved streets or stone floors, plants break up through that, cracking the stone. Floorboards that might be made of wood begin to sprout and, you know, come back to life with branches coming off of them. An unsuspecting messenger wearing these boots could convert an entire city into a forest overnight. This is what apparently nearly happened in Lorheim. The Greenwalk boots' only other magical property is that they show no signs of wear, regardless of how often they're used or the time. So I think that's just a lovely idea. You know, they're not going to give you a huge stat bonus like a lot of magic items you want, but it's just like this unique flavor text that you're walking around with. It's constantly causing people to turn their head when you walk by, and there's just flowers spawning wherever you go. Quite lovely.
I like it because they're trying to figure out alternate uses for it because, like you said, there's not this big mechanical +2 on this or -2 on that. But using it in a way like in a maze or a labyrinth, and then like you could always find your way back out, or when you're tracking across land and you need to get back to where you were. And the other idea that immediately came to mind was kind of based off of some of the stuff from the amazing podcast called The Adventure Zone, and this item used by like an evil druid or a zealous druid, and like purposefully going in and through towns and getting them messed up, and then the players having to go and fight through this crazy vegetation to get to the druid to get the boots off of them and either destroy them or hide them away, preferably not in a secondhand shoe shop. But
kind of made me think of an idea of what if like the duke of a town or the noble, he puts them on at night and runs around the streets to mess the streets up so that he can then tax the citizens more to repair the infrastructure.
Oh, nice.
Kind of a ridiculous idea, but, you know, that's what we do here.
Name of the game, ridiculous ideas.
What's the next one, Neil?
So the next one is by Grimhelm, and it is the Unbound Manacles. The picture is really straightforward. It's a pair of manacles. And for the backstory was made by an enterprising thief and tinkering magician and his half-brother guardsman in the city of Waterdeep, which most people may be familiar with. The half-brother would drag away his criminal and be sure to pass certain stores that should have been locked up tight for the night. After several successful thefts, the local thieves caught wind of the scheme and the manacles vanished in the early hours of one morning. A few years later, after the current guild leader had been forced out, he set a small curse on the now overused trinket, leading to the arrest and prosecution of a good number of the guild's members. So the special abilities, to help explain that backstory, is that while wearing this set of chains, no lock will lock, no bolt will stay shut, and no purse too tight. Used by thieves and corrupt guards when trying to acquire specific items. However, if worn over an hour, the manacles will lock, and you will find the most simple lock to be impossible to pick. Interesting.
Interesting indeed. Very fascinating. That seems dangerous.
Yeah.
Makes me think about those, like, you know, players or DMs who set up in their setting like a town that has like an impenetrable vault built by gnomes or something. That's when you want to have these things.
Yeah, and especially like with the elaborate, okay, so this guy's locked, maybe even not like an actual criminal locked up, but I got to take him past these stores at the right time so that their lock won't lock. But if you use them too long, then you can't do anything.
Yeah, you're in a pickle.
I like it.
Love it.
Again, trying to use that inside of either good guys or bad guys, air quote. You know, and PCs constantly can't seem to guard something, and the thieves always get in and trying to figure out why, or the party thief uses it to their advantage and always gets the information they need.
Yeah, definitely a fun thing. And I think I also want to point out that the awesomeness of the guys and gals on our forums is that we also posted a picture of like 8 or 9 weapons. And I feel like it's really easy to just like obsess about weapons and write up stats and cool powers for weapons, but almost every single entry is from the other picture, which is more like mundane looking items. And they've presented us with some really cool things. So the next one is the Coins of Distraction. This was submitted by user Laser Sniper.
Pew pew!
Pew 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 pew.
Nice.
The power/rarity says they are useful little things when in need of a distraction for a quick escape or trying to swipe something. However, if used for escape, you are pretty much leaving the coin behind. 200 of them were made, But because the coins are left behind for escape, less are probably in circulation. Who knows if one rolled into a sewer, lays forgotten in a forest, or perhaps rests in a dragon's hoard. The backstory says the leader of the Shifting Hands Thieves Guild managed to work himself a favor with a local wizard for saving the wizard's life instead of looting his house during an orc raid on the town. Said wizard created the coins of distraction for the guild. 200 of these handy little things were created before the wizard succumbed to the same plague that destroyed the town. While it isn't hard to find someone in the underworld who owns one or knows where one is, they are difficult to obtain since most current owners do not wish to part with them. So the effect of these little coins of distraction is... these green coins have three smiling faces on one side and a spiral pattern of three foxtails on the other. Throwing, tossing, or flipping them in the air fascinates everyone who can see them until the coin comes to rest, i.e. someone catches the coin or it stops rolling on the floor. It is a DC 20 versus will against the fascination. Anyone who knows what these coins do gets a +5 to their save. So basically, you can figure out a ton of ways to use that thing, whether it's distracting guards, getting away from bad guys, and it doesn't really dictate, you know, who... there's no one who's excluded from the fascination. That's everybody. So whether it's, you know, a Ithalid or a dragon, or whether it's an orc or just a gnome, doesn't matter. Everyone wants to look at these coins. So I think that's a pretty cool idea. What do you think?
Well, especially like factoring in how the player tries to approach that and is essentially forces role play or extra ideas on like, okay, so how am I going to use this so that I can get the most out of it? So like if you and I are sitting across a table and I do an awesome dex check to see how well I can spin it, then I've got a lot more time than if I just flip it into the air and you're staring at it. Because if I can spin it well, I could probably have like 20 seconds to get on out of there. And then all of a sudden there's just this coin. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just a lot of fun roleplay aspects to it because it's not really like this complete get out of jail free card. It's hopefully I get out of jail and it cost me this really awesome coin card, if you will.
Yeah, there's definitely an exchange for, you know, leaving it behind and using it to get out of a sticky situation. I think it could also be used to kind of approach members of Thieves Guilds and have them maybe trust you, be like, yeah, I have one of these coins. And like, oh, well, if you have one of those coins, then you have to be, you know, you're worth your weight in salt. You're the kind of guy we can trust to get things done because you've managed to get your hand on one of these.
Yeah, and it's so interesting, too, to think about the fact that, like, if I use it, you know, and using you and I as an example, as it were, I just gave you the coin, too. Like, whoever you use it on is essentially going to get the coin.
Yeah, they could get you right back. Kind of makes me think of the gem, the halfling's gem in the R.A. Salvatore stories that Regis the halfling has it and uses it on people, and occasionally it gets used against him.
Yeah, I'd love for it to be like this kind of, if I were a player or even an NPC that in my world, using it against the players constantly as this fun back and forth between them. Because I think it could be a lot of fun to have that constant battle of trying to get the other one with a coin and like, oh, you looked away fast enough, or oh no, you got me. Ah, not again.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to build, you know, conflict with NPCs that aren't the big bad guy. I think sometimes we get really focused on like having the players have conflict with the bad guys or the evil, but you could generate conflict just like with other patrons of a bar or maybe just the town guards. So these are good guys, but you've got this kind of not evil conflict that's just, you know, strife happening between you two, and it could turn out to be a lot of fun.
Definitely. Speaking of building things, haha, Segway, what's up? And speaking of Segways, the guy who owned the company Segway, he died on a Segway. Now you know.
That's unfortunate.
And ironic. As we tend to do, and we will do once again, we are going to build one of these items on the spot. Because these are a little bit easier, a little bit quicker, we're hopefully going to each do a quick set and help spot the other one, if you will. Gym terms are fun when we're in the DMnastics gym. And so for the first one, we will let the infamous and famous DM Main Prize take it first.
Okay, I have chosen the picture I'll describe to you. It looks like a small bag or pouch, kind of like a dice bag that DMs may carry their dice in, but a little bit larger in size. And it looks like coming out of it is like a cloudy, you could maybe confuse it or think of it as like a dust or like a dirt, maybe. I see it as like a fog cloud. And so I'm calling this thing the Bag o' Fog. Yeah, Bag o' Fog. And I'm going to say that it was created and used most by an assassin who we're going to name Aethelwulf Fogfiend, is what he became known as. No one really knows his true last name. And he could use this Bag o' Fog that he had made to open the bag, reach in and grab some of this fog material and throw it out in front of him. And it would cover an area like a 30 by 30, 40 by 40, whatever size you feel like isn't completely overpowered, in a thick, dense fog. And then in this fog, he would do his work of taking out whoever his mark was. He eventually died and the fog, you know, disappeared, but it reappears every now and then in the hands of a crafty rogue-like adventurer. So if you happen to be surrounded by fog, maybe you should watch your back.
I like it. And then from the kind of the crunchier standpoint or mechanical perspective and fifth edition specifically, you could have like a certain number of charges and then it recharges X number each day without using the last one. Then you'd break it, so on and so forth. Crunch, crunch, crunch. And
yeah. Maybe you could only recharge it on like a cloudy day.
Ooh, and then I was thinking, depending on how big of a cloud you wanted to do, would be the number of charges that it takes.
Absolutely.
And then also, if you wanted like kind of the end all be all, do like a cloud kill spell out of it. Yeah, use up all the charges, like from all charge to zero, and essentially risk it getting damaged, but have a cloud kill come out.
Scary, but I like it.
Done.
Okay, so what are you, yeah, which one are you going to do?
So I picked number 5, and it looks, well, it is a feather. It also looks like one because it is, and it's red, and I would almost say it looks like it's made out of some kind of gemstone, and because for whatever reason I can't get over the fact that I love alliteration, I want to call it the Feather of Avian Affinity. And essentially, you can use this feather and focus on it and bring to you avian creatures. Birds, bird-like creatures, so even if there were like the Aarakocca? Or the Tengu from Pathfinder, because that's exponentially easier to say and remember. But
the Kenku of D&D.
Yes, it will draw them to you, and that's kind of it. So it's not necessarily overpowered, and then it's on you to do a handle animal check, do a diplomacy check, do something like that to continue working with the bird-like creatures or birds to whatever ends or means that you need that to be. I think it would be a really cool item specifically for druids or rangers or something like that.
I can definitely see this in the hands of druids, and then like, you know, just summoning a hawk or a bird of some kind out of the forest. And then, you know, whether you're like using it as a messenger or, you know, trying to get to be your friend or maybe your beast companion, I can definitely see this being a huge aid in those endeavors.
Ooh, and depending on the range and tying it back to story time. Oh, what's up? Someone having taken it on the boat with them on the Salarian seas and using that to try and see if they're close enough to land.
Oh, by pulling a bird.
Uh-huh.
Very clever. Yes.
I like it.
Are you listening to this, Chris? Mitch?
That means they have to find it, even though they're like 160 days out to sea. But
leaves can float for a little bit.
True. And a very, very light gemstone that this was made with.
All right, I love it. So yeah, I think that just about wraps up our little weightlifting session. We really want to employ you, the listeners, to join the forums and take part in these challenges and exercises, as well as all the other tons of amazing conversations we have on the forums. Every day, more people sign up, and every day we have, you know, a ton of guests that come by and stop by and ask us questions. So engage with this community, because that's what we want to provide for you guys.
Definitely. And to do that, just head over to dungeonmasterblock.freeforums.net and try some DMnastics. So your players don't ask, do you even lift?
I gotta get a pump.
That's it. It's good. It hurts. I know it does. That's it. Get it.